More than 70% of participants in an online survey ranking the feasibility of two sites the city has identified for a potential consumption and treatment services, CTS, site in Cambridge, don't think either location is suitable. The survey, which ran from May through July on the Engage Cambridge website, collected close to 1,000 responses from residents and over 120 responses from business owners, the vast majority of which were opposed to either location. A report summarizing the survey findings on 15 Easton Street and 8 Oxford Avenue is coming to council next week for review, but council isn't expected to make a recommendation on a location until later this fall. Now that council has a summary of feedback about if and where the community wants to see users safely consume drugs under the supervision of healthcare workers, it can either scrap the idea entirely or move ahead to endorse a site and seek potential operators. Staff is recommending that if council wants to move forward with a request for proposals from operators, each should be asked to submit a comprehensive work plan to council in addition to any other requirements as part of the provincial application process. Council has to endorse a site for the CTS prior to it being approved by the province. Provincially approved consumption and treatment services are funded 100% by the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care, and no financial support from the City of Cambridge is being requested. Additional consultation also included near neighbors, potential service providers, and potential CTS clients. The Easton Street site edged out the Oxford Avenue location by a factor of about 3% in a tabulation of responses ranking the suitability of each site. The ranking looked at each location's ability to provide enough space for wraparound services, proximity to public transit, walking distance from the area of need, and distance from homes, parks, schools, and daycares. Overall, there was little support for either site, with many respondents commenting that they don't want to see a CTS in Cambridge at all. I do not support any of these sites, and as a resident who is now terrified to live in this city, I never will support this, wrote one respondent. I highly believe that safe consumption sites are going to negatively impact our community, wrote another. These people need rehabilitation and detox facilities, not somewhere to use drugs safely. This is a terribly horrible idea. Under 30% of respondents thought either site was suitable, even though some said they recognize the need. I understand the need for these sites, wrote one respondent. But you tuck them in on a residential street. What does that do for people who have home on the street? Concerns about the Easton Street site cited its proximity to homes and schools, in addition to its distance from the area of need. Frontline service providers and potential users of the CTS said the location near the Delta intersection is a potential safety issue. One respondent posited that, after getting high with drugs of unknown origin, users at the site will freely wander into one of the busiest intersections in the city or onto nearby tracks. Another said it was too close to Manchester Public School. 200m isn't far enough. Even though it is readily accessible by public transit, many said users would be unlikely to take a bus to get there. On a positive note, the site was praised for being near a busy grocery store and plaza, which would provide some anonymity for users. One respondent liked the fact the location is close to Cambridge Memorial Hospital and in a brightly lit area that would increase awareness of the service and help reduce the stigma for users. While there are people in need of these services everywhere, this specific service needs to be closer to other services such as food banks, shelters, public transit hubs, and healthcare centers, wrote a respondent. This location does not seem too accessible or nearby supporting services. The Oxford Avenue site got points for being closer to Galt's core area, and in walking distance from the area of need, but its high visibility is a factor for potential users, and some said they wouldn't feel comfortable going there. Most said they access services at 150 Main Street now, and they don't understand why it can't be considered for a CTS site since it already has wraparound services, including medical care, rapid access to treatment, housing resources, showers, and clothing. The region dropped 150 Main from consideration in 2019 due to its proximity to Central Public School and core businesses. Feedback about the Oxford Avenue site mentioned the pros of it being close to Bridges Homeless Shelter while being outside of the core area. Other positive comments about the site mentioned its proximity to the people it would serve, as well as other supports like food banks and shelters. This site is quite close to my house, but I believe that the supports are more important than my own comfort, one respondent wrote. The main reason many said the Oxford Avenue site isn't suitable is because it's in the middle of a residential area that contains family homes, daycares, schools and parks. There is nothing stopping clients of the center from wandering to the nearby daycare, schools and they are already in Soper Park, wrote one respondent. Many worried about what families and children walking by the site would be exposed to. This area is in a neighborhood with lots of kids and seniors and their safety should come first, wrote one respondent. Mental health support was the top service many feel needs to be in place at a CTS in Cambridge. Second was security on site, followed by access to primary care, referral to treatment services and needle retrieval. A third of respondents said they want to see a CTS operated by an organization with an experienced team of harm reduction specialists. Other factors respondents want to see in a CTS site are safe harm reduction and overdose prevention services, a location that's accessible to the people using it, assurance that all services are provided inside the building, and appropriate parking, landscaping and lighting.